Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
This podcast was produced by the Australian College of Professionals on the 23rd of February 2018. The topic is Federal Diversity Jurisdiction. In 2017, a case that had nothing to do with property, Burns versus Corbett, which was heard in NCAT, among other jurisdictions, has made an impact on how property managers will be able to deal with issues like rental arrears within the tribunal system. In February 2017, the Court of Appeal handed down a decision, Burns versus Corbett, Gaynor versus Burns, 2017, NSWCA 3, that indicates that NCAT may not be able to determine matters between residents of different states. These matters are sometimes said to be within federal diversity jurisdiction. It is a complicated issue for this diversity jurisdiction to be considered. Generally, there must be two natural people involved, and at the time of lodging, one must be a permanent resident of one state, and the opposing party must be a resident of a different state. There is no diversity jurisdiction problem if one of the parties is a corporation, a New South Wales government agency, a resident of a territory, or a non-permanent resident of a different state. In addition, there is no problem if the matter does not involve the tribunal exercising judicial power, for example, because it is an administrative review matter in the Administrative and Equal Opportunity or Occupational Divisions. Federal diversity jurisdiction is now an issue that property managers and landlords will have to take into consideration when deciding what action to take against a tenant for a breach of their lease should any of the parties reside in a different state. For example, if the property being managed is located in New South Wales, the tenant and property manager are in New South Wales, but the landlord resides in Victoria. In this instance, there may be an issue regarding federal diversity jurisdiction, which means that NCAT may not be able to hear and determine your matter. The matter will still be applied for within NCAT, however, that application will only support a negotiation conciliation process. Should the parties not negotiate or settle their matter, the case will not be able to be heard through the tribunal. The tribunal member will have to formally dismiss the matter to another court jurisdiction and, depending on the dollar amount of the claim, will be heard in the local court for claims up to $100,000 or district courts for claims from $100,000 through to $750,000. Within property management and the services provided to landlords, should an agent be faced with a matter that has federal diversity jurisdiction issues, the property manager will not be the person representing the interests of the landlord. Matters that are taken through the court systems are obviously more costly and time-consuming, as well as procedurally very different to those matters heard within the tribunal systems and well outside the skill set of the property managers. It is important for the property manager to be able to identify when this may be an issue for an agency and their landlord and ensure there is a plan in place in advance should they be representing the interests of interstate landlords. This plan should include consultation with a solicitor with experience in the property industry. And remember that if your agency is a member of the Estate Agents Cooperative, EAC, that your monthly membership fee entitles you to initial legal advice from Jemison and Fisher solicitors. This way, you can determine a way to move forward with your matter and ensure that you are identifying the correct issues in your primary application.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.